please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to
me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM! Yeah, somebody, BAM right next to me on the pop major, really?
Yo, Buddy Bill, do the intros.
Oh yeah, Buddy Bill, first time serious radio, Raycon is here.
Yo.
Fucking Deco. BAM, of course. And, what's your uncle's name?
Shipbird.
Oh, Shipbird! Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, okay. I just got back from California visiting Howie. Yo, I said, how are we going to fix this flat tire?
How are we going to get there to fix the flat tire?
That's the real Buddy Bill, ladies and gentlemen. We got him on the show.
I don't even know the shit you guys were talking over. You're lucky I didn't hear last week's fucking bullshit.
Your love is electronic.
Oh, you ass. Don't play that.
No, he arrived because I was in Westchester sitting at a red light. He comes up with this, like, what was it? A
full-size dump truck.
It's a full-size dump truck with so much shit in the back. He's like, yo, check this out. If I hit the gas full-blown, I can do a wheelie because there's so much fucking shit in the back. See that shit? Right on the corner of Gay Street and High Street. Dude, you gotta come over and do the radio tonight. I'm sure Dino will appreciate that.
Well, I'll be over there with some fucking Budweiser.
First off, I did the wheelie accidentally the first time.
He pulled a wheelie on a fucking construction dump truck because he had so much heavy shit.
Anything that has tires in an engine, he has to peel out.
He'll do a wheelie in anything.
Yeah, in a wheelie. One time they had a golf cart, and he had to stand on the back so it could ride a wheelie while you drove it, even though it was a mile an hour.
He flipped his fucking car over in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to pay for those dents? I'll pay for the mirrors, damn it.
I can't believe that thing's still running.
Who's going to pay for them?
Did you just flip it right back onto the wheels and left?
No. We have to chain
with one finger, motherfucker.
Yo,
I don't know if I can handle this, man.
Yo,
I know what's coming.
The truck is on its side, so it's just like this scumbag trapped in a fish tank, you know? Cause it's just all glass, and we're like, oh my god, like, we just jumped out, ran down the helm, and then he just like climbed out the top and was like, anybody else be like, oh, I ruined my car! He was like, fucking A right! Just screaming like, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Buddy Bill is, he's the guy in the headbanging scene in Haggard,
the
reservoir, when him and Ray Young are like breaking bottles.
He rips his shirt off.
And he has the dragon tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Buddy Bill
told me. The sword.
I was being made fun of that fucking
dog. Did you get a new one?
What was your last night? Oh, the sword?
Oh, dude.
Did he get a new one?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck you. Motherfucker.
It's not the tattoo that's funny.
You want to see my penis?
Here, it's that the fact that...
No more.
Look at this
sword.
Dude,
that shit fucking hurt.
I guess everyone knows.
Oh, you faggot!
Which one is it?
So I'm probably the straightest motherfucker in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, don't count me out.
Drawing.
You got a faggot dick under a fucking bicep.
You can change that sword up pretty quick.
You can change that sword so easily.
Look at the dragon's face. Show him the dragon. If you look at its face, it's like whimpering for food.
Fuck you.
Look at it up close, dude.
It's not the hardest core dragon you've ever fucking seen.
It's whimpering for food.
Get it done.
It's like a sad dog.
He's fucking crook.
It looks like the cute puppy.
You got a machete
from
in here, too?
Ending story.
Yeah, it is.
Falcor.
I'll try you. Don't say Falcor again. I got a machete in my fucking hand.
Oh, that little dragon want a biscuit.
Who said it?
Just so everyone knows, Buddy Bill's the guy that taught me how to party in fourth grade.
Oh, man. Ted was the fucking nerd from hell, dude. He's like, I ain't got long hair yet, but what you guys doing?
What's the first thing Buddy Bill said to you? Do you remember?
I don't know if I said it on the radio, but...
Yo, man.
Yo, man, want to smoke?
And what grade is this?
fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
He would hide up in the trees in the freaking elementary school. They climb up in the trees so the teachers couldn't see him and wait till everyone
I didn't even
went
know
in.
What any of that was in fourth grade.
No. Neither did I until hanging out with Buddy Bill.
I barely knew in seventh grade.
No, I know.
I was like, I found this in the backyard. You know what to do with it?
Shit, I know what to do with it.
Not everybody gets emancipated when they're 15, 3 months before their 16th birthday and given 30 days to leave the state.
Oh, yeah. They kicked them out of Pennsylvania under the emancipation
30 days.
Clause.
Locked up. But, you. Don't look at me like that.
They made him an emancipated minor.
Then you went to California?
Damn, Skippy, that's when it all began. My book is going to, well,
it's like he doesn't want to plug.
And what about Phoenix? What made you want to go there?
Dude, the work was there. Oh, man, I know it's going to get ugly, isn't it?
You like it there? Did you like it there?
Oh, man. Look at me. I'm smiling, dude.
Look at him, dude.
Chapters in my book, son. They're still calling.
In Phoenix, man.
They're still calling, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here's a retaliation. Remember the one boy we were in out there?
The who?
The one we were trying to buy the bottle of vodka after hours in that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Well, fucking Novak skimped the fucking waitress the whole night on the fucking tip. Anyway, I made up on that tip. About a week later.
Are these stories?
Dude, I remember when Bam called
dude,
me.
Novak is just so used to, like, doing that, like,
yo, babe, what do you say you give us a shot? Because I don't got no money. All I could offer you is my company.
That's all I got.
I remember Bam called me for that trip. Like, dude, we cannot get away from Buddy Bill. I had to move from three different hotels to get away from him.
I went to Phoenix, and I was doing a demo. I wake up to Buddy Bill and Novak just wailing some broad. And then... And then the lady... The mom calls her daughter at 5 in the morning to come and bring more vodka and booze. The daughter opens up the hotel room and she's like, thanks, sweetie. Like, yeah, mom. And then, like, she just shuts the door. Like, the daughter knew damn well what was going on. Oh, like, there's some fucking...
Dude, the mother-daughter team happened about a month after that. Can you believe that shit still can happen? Dude, the back of my head's hurting.
It's hurt. Like Def Leppard, man. Like,
you fucked a mother and daughter out there?
I didn't say that.
He probably did at one point, but not the night I was there.
Yeah. Man, I did.
Just call her up, call her and bring beer for her mom, and it's like, you can come in and have a beer with us, no problem.
Nah, the fucking... First of all, oh, fuck, man, you asshole.
Can I tell him your last name? Can I tell him my story?
You fucking say whatever.
The funniest thing about Buddy Bill is when he was coming back to Pennsylvania, Ted was like, oh, my friend Bill McKinney's coming back, Bill McKinney. And me and my buddy would laugh our ass off because Bill McKinney is the guy that fucks Ned Beatty in the ass in Deliverance. The actor's the character is Mountain Man, but the actor is Bill McKinney. And I was like, me and my buddy were the only ones that know that. Well, everybody knows, but when Bill came back, I was like, Ted let me talk to him. I was like, dude, you're Bill McKinney? He's like, yeah. I was like, you're that guy that fucks the baby in his ass and fucking Deliverance. And you'd be like, oh, man, what the fuck? And I met him. I pictured something totally
different. I didn't fucking believe you for shit until I saw the guy.
Yeah, I know. I showed him.
It was in the fucking credits. I was like,
I can't believe you even watched the credits just to see who Mountain Man was.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was the main dude.
He cracked up for months over that.
Dude, like, Bill just came back from California.
Keep Pop, can we keep him?
That's so awful. He just came, like, what year did Buddy Bill come back? Like, 97, 96, But it was, like, 1988 in, like, BMX and skateboard years. Because he had this old skateboard he would ride at the 7-Eleven. And when he'd come back down the hill on Minor Street, he would always be fucking, like, scars on his face. The one time he came in, there was just soda and hot dogs smeared all over his face. So he can't. All he could do is be like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking take this hill, yeah. And then just hit a manhole and, like, try the hardest trick when he can't even just stand on it.
Dude, he came over here, he grabbed the biggest dirt bike ever and then just hit the biggest jump and ate the worst fuck I've ever seen. And then he just got back up, rode around, popped more wheelies, ate more fuck, and then he hopped in his car and flipped it the fuck over.
Oh, well, fuck. You started it. You were like, follow me. I'm on a four wheel. I'm like, all right.
I can't believe
And then he did the double. You were like, you stop. I'm like, where's Foggy? Stop. And he's like, you just cleared out. I was like, well, what the fuck? Chasing you. I wasn't ready for it.
He didn't even look and see how far the jump was. Because it's up that big-ass hill, so like, you don't know how far you have to go. So I jumped it, thinking that he was going to skip it, but he just went for it, too. I was like, I didn't tell him not to go for it, but like...
If you hit it, he'll hit it.
Dude, did you crash your motorcycle through a fucking... What'd you crash through?
Yeah. Ryan Oldie hit the same jump right behind you, and he didn't know that it was a jump. He thought it was like a piece of flat gap or whatever, so he was only in like second gear. He nosedived right into
two
the back of it.
2 feet down into the straight edge lip.
Like, barely knocked his tooth. He was all like bloody and cut up and shit, but like, his face landed right into the dirt.
Dude, he had a beanie hat on, and the whole side of the beanie hat had the perfect head imprint on the side of his one nose from over to his
dude,
ear.
He got fucked up. It was bad.
No, that's when I was like, I'm bad. Buddy Bill first came out, we thought he was dead, man, because he got in that motorcycle wreck and flew through the sign.
What did you fly through?
Universal Studios or whatever.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah, he lost his liver.
Buddy Bill has like a scar all the way up.
How much liver do you got?
35 or something.
Probably about 10 inches long. Yeah.
They said you only need 15, your body only uses 15% of your liver. So that's shit.
So he loses his liver, comes over to my house with a case of Bex.
Yeah, to lose the other half of the liver, right?
Y'all assholes got me drinking Budweiser now.
That's the other 80%.
You do shots and all that
I
shit?
I see a bush in the
chair.
You
just drank your bottle of Sambuca.
We just stole your Sambuca out there.
Right. The little airplane. I was like, you want this one? No. This one? No. Sambuca? Give it to me.
Oh, is that this right here?
Man, I got some goddamn stories. Man, I gotta keep my mouth shut.
You did so know. Many Buddy Bill stories, dude.
Well, let's think of a Buddy Bill story, but right now, I'm gonna play the Chinese freestyle because we haven't heard that in ages.
Oh,
so this is Deco back in the CKY2K days. It's Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Who wants to taste my devil sound? You want to taste my devil sound? I'ma give it to you now. Food like my chopstick, hit you in the shit with my little ass stick. Yellow, if you wanna see me, eat yellow. I never seen nothing like you before. I can kick you higher than you can kick me. I can kick you way up into our tree. Who wants a taste of my oolong tea? Ho ha, ho ha, ho chi chi. Everybody in the phone book named Chang. Wanna see my wang? Never good going, hit the gong with a bang. Wah. Everybody wanna see me throw a fireball. But that's not right, not in real life. You will fall down and break your leg. Everybody wanna see me break an egg. Well, I don't, but I like fried rice. And I got life. Ching chow, wu, ching wang, wu, wang. That ain't nice. Pour for the cookie. Told you twice. Delivery free, but not from me. I always call a dollar 50, 55. Wanna see me, oh God, hit you with the light. Oh, when I hit you with the shit, do a split, take a shit after you eat my shit. Kung Fu, want my buffet? You fucking gay. Why low, hit you with the hay. Stay the fuck away, hit you with the boss. Only American lean duck sauce. And my soy sauce is for you. I can put it in your chew. Watch this. I can tiptoe while you take a piss. In my bathroom, spy on you while your little boy shit. Oh, I can kick you if you don't pay the bill. And if you want a little miss, that's 50 cents. Bitch, everything costs a little bit. So don't expect nothing for free, at least from me. Ching Chang Chui. I got you from Taiwan City and Hong Kong. I can smoke a bong and I can do it all night long. And don't mistake me for a Viet Cong. I can get you and tackle you, stake you. Never see me where I get you and make you. Rope you up and put you in a bamboo cage. And make you feel all my rage. Poke you with a little stick till you page. Your buddies too come napalm me. Goddamn that shit burned blue away my whole city. Ho Chi Minh, shoot a load on your chin. Goddamn, that's a sin. Going to goodbye. And if you wanna come on in, you can work into my world when the yellow should begin. Can't be tamed. I got shit to control your brain. And it's called baby, and have it just the same. Oh, yeah. No, not that one, day, day.
Yo, Japan.
The graphic nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Another Buddy Bill.
When was the last time you heard that one?
Man.
A while ago.
So we got Raekyon, Deco, Buddy Bill, Shitbird, and me. And I gotta go to New York right after we finish this show because I gotta do fucking Stern at 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like now?
I don't know. I'm sure he's gonna fucking bust my balls about everything I don't feel like talking about.
Oh, Jesus. Is the studio the same or is it new? Or?
Yeah, it's in Sirius.
Oh,
the studio.
Shit.
Yeah, they redid the whole lobby just to make it like way bigger.
Do you remember when Howard Stern did Right Said Howie?
No.
Remember Right Said Fred? Oh,
yeah.
That old Channel 9 show, and he just had like this like thong thing on. He was just Howard just sticking his ass. He's like, oh, I'm too sexy for my ass. Like, dude, it's so fucking funny. Wow. We got it on tape. Right Said Howie is fucking funny as shit.
We got VHS tapes of that shit, man. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Gunner's got them all.
Yeah,
oh, I got a buddy who goes,
they had a hoedown for Howard. Shut up.
Did you ever steal Gunner's change off his dresser? Did you steal his quarters?
Not quarters. I'm a dollar bill man. I like the green. Get out of here.
Yo. Remember?
That's why I put his name in the dollar quarters. Bill.
It's motherfucker. I have, we'll just say, party material up in my top drawer. Like, when we were, like, hanging out. I was like, I'm going to bed. You know, everyone would be up 4 or 5 in the morning.
Top dresser.
Listen, I go to the morning, go to bed 5 in the morning, all of a sudden I hear the door open, and these girls would always come in. I was like, what the fuck is going on? They go into my dresser looking for, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in here? One day they were like, oh. I'm like, did Bill say you up for this? Like, yeah, buddy Bill told us to come in. You would yell at him. Like, yeah, one would try and distract me, and the other would just go through my room looking for stuff.
I was like, Jesus. I can't believe you fucking remember that one.
Dude, that was the worst.
I'll be like, go in.
Buddy Bill.
Loving his balls.
Oh, like, you said girls in my room now. Oh,
remember
man,
when Art Webb 1986 wouldn't get any pussy by like midnight? You'd be like, God damn it, now I gotta call the witches.
Out here?
No, the witches. Whenever you couldn't line up any pussy, it would be like midnight. You'd be like, fuck, now I gotta call the fucking witches.
Dude, I got a good Buddy Bill story.
They call them the witches because they're like, they were on call at any point. Like, he could call at 5 in the morning, and they would just come over to hump.
He's not
they were so big.
And it, all they wanted was quarters. Times have changed, gentlemen. Times have changed.
Dude, Buddy Bill was the only guy that didn't have a home that had a pet lizard, and he lived in his car, but he was still respectful enough to not bring his shoes into where he slept. I would come out, and he'd be parked in the alleyway, sleeping in his car with a big fucking, like, 2.5-foot iguana, and his shoes would be outside the door. And I'd just see him in there and be like, dude, man, if you weren't so fucking out of control, you could come in.
Dude, you missed the best part. Big old iguana boy. Fucking, what was he, like 4 foot? He would always sit on the back of the back seat of the truck and just sit there and bake in the sun. Loving it. He wouldn't move for the world. I knew I cracked the window enough, he couldn't get the fuck out. That motherfucker was gone. No one was in my truck. It was locked. No one was in there. I was like, where the fuck? I pulled it in on fucking Carney Brothers
shit piss.
I was like, dude,
his name was Shit Piss?
Because it just did do shit piss.
Oh,
yeah. It would climb up shit on the curtain, table. And you would just hear, like, piss and little turds splattering on the table and floor below. So it would always shit and piss at the same time.
I remember your house didn't even have a fucking cage for it. It would just be loose around the house.
It had a cage. You built a huge...
Climbed up behind my stereo into the dashboard of the truck. I had to take the whole entire dashboard. Dude, I'm in Cardi Brothers shop, dude, and the fucking fools were like, some dude, random motherfucker came in and was like, you looking for your iguana? I know exactly where he is. He took the stereo out, and you seen the tip of his fucking tail meshed in the every goddamn control wire. We're trying to yank him out by his tail, dude. His legs are going backwards. He wouldn't give for shit. Gotta take the whole dashboard off my truck to get his ass out. He's gonna cook.
Good thing he didn't fucking turn like the defroster on or something. He'd be like, what's that smell,
man? Was the car off when this was going on? I wonder if you would have turned it on, he would have just fucking fried.
That's what I'm saying, man. It would have been stinking.
Where's that son, bitch?
Yeah, what'd you do with him?
You
gave him somebody.
Gave it to fucking Tosh. He had to give that fucker
now.
Away.
To
he's
who?
Free. He's free, man. I don't know if I found out after I let him go that they die in the winter. They can't take the cold.
You're stupid.
I wasn't looking for him.
God damn it.
Oh, fuck you.
Wait, you just let him go in the wild?
He was fucking ran up that tree like a motherfucker.
You were on Gay Street, didn't you? I know where you let him go.
You can see him out the field, like,
I see
be free,
case,
man.
Dude.
Be one with nature. It's like October. He's got about a month to live.
Winter in Pennsylvania.
I know. Yeah. I went looking for him, man. He's
fucking tie in a second.
I didn't know that.
Dude, one more lanes went up, and he ran for the fucking he went, so he got it. There's no way of getting back.
Dude, one more really funny fucking bunny bail story. Remember when that girl humped me by accident because she thought it was you?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Was his lights off?
Dude. All of a sudden, someone comes in my room. It's like 5:30 in the morning, and I was like, it crawled
the
bed.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't.
no,
I just thought it was one
of the
girls.
I'm losing signal.
I thought it was one of the girls from downstairs, so I'm like feeling around. And then I was like, I just thought it was a girl wanting to get away from him.
Well, but they both had long hair. Remember. They both had beards, yeah, goatees. They both, well.
Oh, at the time, you guys had the same light hair, same goatee.
But not only that, the deal sealer.
Looking like she fucking saw the poltergeist.
Yeah, but the deal, the thing was, they both had the same headboard to their beds.
Oh,
because she felt that and was like, but your bed's the same.
But then she feel fucking Raygun's kangaroo.
Dude, that was in the first Miner Street house.
Hold on.
Miner Street house. Dude, the ghost was in that house.
Yeah, Bill, check it. Dude, this girl comes in, and all of a sudden, I'm like trying to feel around. I was like, she's got short hair. I'm not even with short hair. I was like, no bra. I was like, this girl's buck naked. All of a sudden, she rolls over. She's like,
were you just all stoked? Like, some girl just came in wanting to bang me, right?
I remember what?
She rolls over. She's like, are we going to do this? And I was like, okay. So I did that, and then I had to go to work in an hour. And then Lending comes in the room and just goes to sleep, and I just left. Then I was thinking about it. I was like, why did
no one even figure it out for...
I remember...
Like, so the girl didn't even figure it out?
She's just like...
Dude, do you remember the upstairs...
Listen to this part.
Do you remember the upstairs bathroom of the Minor Street house?
Yeah.
You walked into the fucking cabin, you dropped down a step, and you came in, and there was my room on the far end.
Yeah, you had to go through the bathroom to get to your room.
You get in there, and the walls are white as fuck. I'm hoping that she didn't want to fuck Ray. But, dude, I've gotten swiveled in there. I've gotten swiveled in that goddamn bathroom. I was like, man, she... She probably is trying to tell the truth. But she looked like she saw the poltergeist.
Yeah, talk about when you knocked on the door.
Oh, when you
dude,
said
I saw what was going on, and I was like, get it done. I went back to the room, I was laughing my ass.
No, he knocked on the door.
How many girls have I hooked everybody up
with? So when did the girl,
you?
When did the girl figure out that she
hooked Rake instead of you? If the homies can't have none, motherfucker.
When did the girl figure out that she hooked Rake instead of you?
When you knocked on the door.
But it's way too late.
Remember the next morning you had a cup of coffee. You're like,
she was trying to cuddle with you. You were like,
no, you thought
you
she ran
mumbling.
Away.
You said, you told me you kept mumbling. You're like,
no.
Because you knew that. Realize it.
That's exactly what went on.
You're like,
wait, let's hear it said.
Listen, Buddy Bill gets up and Bill sees all these clothes in his room. He's like, I thought there was bitches here.
Oh my God, do you remember?
Yeah. Jesus. So he fucking, so he's looking around and he can't find the girl and he's like, oh man, what happened? So he starts looking outside.
Dude, I ran down the fucking to the first floor. I opened the front door and this is Matlack, Minor and Matlack. I opened the fucking, I'm standing up. I'm opening the door right now. You see me? I look fucking both ways. I'm scared to fucking death. I'm like, what the fuck did I?
What
I must have fucking thrown like a fucking naked woman out the front door. What did I do? I fucking trashed the bed's like fucking chipped off the fucking shit. I wake up. I'm like, my head's like lower than my legs. All the blood's going on my head. I fucking. Oh,
so he's looking for her. And he can't.
She was in.
And he can't find. So then he comes up to my room. He's got this cup of coffee. He's like, she's like, yeah. And she's like, can I come in? She's like, Bill? He's like, yeah. She had no clue what room she was in.
She didn't know yet.
She had no clue, so he walked in. She's like, I'm in your room. She's like, no, you're in Rake's room.
Yeah, she's like,
oh.
And he's in your room.
She's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing at the door? Someone, and then
how
the person
you think
you're screwing walks in the door.
Was she just history or something?
No, she asked for it.
I got another story on
how.
Don't
crawl in my bed and ask me
and your fucking fake-ass manager showed up to my house uninvited when I went to the Four Seasons Hotel. He jumps in the hot tub with some shitbag-wasted girl.
Dude,
and he bangs her out in the hot tub.
Oh, God.
And then,
fuck that.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to go there. But dude, you fucking... What's his name? Jordan? That fucking pussy.
Yeah,
hey, Rake's dad, I could be your manager. And Rake's dad's like, what?
the fuck do I need a manager for? Where am I going here?
He's just helping me out, but you know what I mean?
Dude, that guy just goes around Westchester and all the college chicks like,
yo, I'm Ray Johnson. Man. Yeah, babe, let me buy you a shot. What's going on?
It's terrible. He's a fucking
idiot. Yeah, I'm booking him at this bar. He's going to do an autograph sign.
Oh, man.
I'm Ray's manager.
Oh, they do it. They drive around in my van and get pussy. That's all they do.
Dude, they had like a month savage spree. They're like, really? They're like, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it worked for about a month.
Talking about shady.
You know, I seen a parking sign that said you're Novak on it.
Can't even tell. I can't believe you show up and Buddy Bill is here.
Yeah, Novak meets Buddy Bill. It's a fucking clash of the
titans. BuddyBill.com.
So, fam, you got this police tip.
I know Novak can hang with me. Yeah, I'll play that in a minute.
Let's cut to a that Kill Hannah song right now. This is off the new album. It's called Lips Like Morphine. And this is Radio Bam Series 48 Faction. No Fact just arrived.
Toodles!
Girl with lips like morphine, knock me out every time they touch me. I wanna feel a kiss just crush me and break me down. A girl with lips like morphine, or a kiss that leaves me gasping. And I wanna feel that lightning strike me and burn me.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, so a few weeks back, I flew to Seattle with my fucking lawyer. And we checked into this place in this town called Gig Harbor, which is like a nice, respectable town, like a little country fucking town by the bay. I check into the nicest hotel there. When I open up the door, it was we were late because we had a late flight, so we got in at around 10 at night. I open up the door, and the reception dude, he's just passed out cold. And I'm like, yo, dude, yo, nothing. And I'm like, yo. Yo, wake up, yo, still nothing. Finally, after a few minutes, I go around to, like, tap him on his face, and then he wakes up and just, like, stares at me with the glassiest eyes for, like, a minute straight. I'm like, the fuck, is this a joke? Like, I thought he was going to snap out and be like, oh, yeah, what's up? I'm like,
sure it wasn't me?
So I go, all right, Novak, we'd like to check in. Yeah. And he's just like, we'll check in then. And I'm like, what? He's like, we'll check in then. And I'm like, well, let's do the check-in process by you asking what you need from me so I get my fucking key and go on. He's like,
right. Wait for that.
Well, it's right there. It's right there. I'm like, it's right where? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you on? He's like, are you cussing at me, motherfucker? And then he gets to my face. And I'm like, and my lawyer's right there, too. So I'm like, this is insane.
Oh,
like,
you're covered. Your lawyer's there.
Oh, dude, after all this arguing, I finally get my key, and then I go down to my room, and he called me four times, like, threatening to kill me, saying that I'm causing too much noise. It was me and Missy. He's like, you're throwing a party, and you won't shut the fuck up, and blah, 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 like, all this shit. I got so freaked out, I called 911, but after 3 weeks of me trying to get these tapes, I finally got it. So here's the first the first 911 call, because I was terrified, because this dude was so fucking out of it. Like, dude, his brain was not there. I also said, I'm like, do you work here? He's like, yeah. No, I go, I'm like, dude, where are your customers? He's like, well, I'm a customer. I'm like, what are you doing behind the thing? I'm like, don't you work here? He's like, yeah, I work here. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this dude is on another fucking planet.
This guy's multitasking. So, he's a customer and he's an employee.
I've been waiting to hear this.
This cassette tape was recorded for the master logging recorder at Elisa Communication Center by tape research analyst Denise Everson. It records incident number 06-224-1408, which is reported at 23:35 hours on 8-12-06. It also records incident number 06-224-1438, which is reported at 23:55 hours on 8-12-06.
I know what that is. I can read that code, man.
911, what are you reporting? Hello?
Hello?
This is 911. What are you reporting?
I'm reporting, I'm at the Maritime Hotel. I just checked in. I flew in from Philadelphia. And the guy that is running the place is seriously on heroin or something crazy. But, like, it's really freaking me out.
What's the address there, sir?
It's the Maritime Hotel, and the address is... Where's that piece of paper, man?
You sound scared.
I was.
3212 Harborview Drive, Gig Harbor, Washington.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in room one, and it seriously took me 5 minutes to wake this guy up. And when I literally had to slap him awake, and I'm here with my lawyer right now, and once I slapped him awake, I said, hey, we're trying to check in. He's like, yeah? Yeah, and then, like, he just started to pick a fight with me like he was on freaking crystal meth or something. Like, I'm a customer. And he's like, I'm a customer, too. I'm like,
wait,
I'm behind the counter, so don't you work here? He's like, yeah, I work here.
So you're reporting that you're having some type of trouble with the person that works there?
He's completely out of his mind, and it's really scary. Like, when you guys get here, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's like bizarre. He's on some crazy, crazy drug.
Lucky. In the lobby or in your room? Did you check in?
I guess I could meet you in the lobby then.
In the lobby?
Yeah, I'm right in the front, so when a cop shows up, I could see that he's pulling it.
Okay.
So I'll just be in the lobby, and then I'll be waiting outside, but I mean, I'm sure he's passed out by now, but as soon as the police wake him up, he'll try to pick a fight or something.
Okay, what's your last name, sir?
My last name is Margera.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-G-E-R-S.
And your first name?
Brandon.
Okay, and your cell phone is 61.
You're lucky you hit stop.
Dude! So they're contacting you in the front. And this is the clerk there.
Yeah, I'll be outside hidden because the guy.
So dude, it gets worse.
Oh,
like, so basically the cops show up, they take a report and they can't even find the guy because he's just like hiding out of them. So when the cops actually leave, he's like, "You motherfucker!" He calls me up like threatening to kill me again and stuff, like saying that the cops are there. So I have to call the cops again.
Again?
Yeah. So.
Is the second one on there?
That's good shit right there.
The ending gets even better.
Oh, he was sitting down, so I couldn't tell.
Oh, is he thin, medium, heavy?
He seemed like he was a bit heavy.
So he sat down the whole time and he was trying to pick a fight with you? He never stood up?
Well, he stood up once I said, "I'm trying to check in." He goes, "Well, check in then." I go, "Well, let's start the check-in process."
Well, how tall did you ask
my name and give me the keys? He's like, "Are you trying to pick a fight with me?" I'm like, "No, I just want to check in, man."
Okay, then
dude, basically when the cops showed up, this dude, he was like threatening the cops also. Like, they're just like, "Sir, I do the talking, you do the listening." And the guy was like, "I do the talking, you do the listening, please." You know, like, they're like, "Put your hands behind your back." "Put your hands behind your back." Like, he was just so uncooperative.
All of a sudden?
Dude, the door knocked at 2 in the morning, and I was like, I picked up a lamp. I was like, "Missy, hide under the bed right now." I opened up the door, it was the cops.
Take cover.
They were like, "Just so you know, that guy's in leg and arm shackles. He's completely uncooperative, and we did tests, and he's on loads of Jack Daniels, heroin, and PCP, I think."
What a lucky motherfucker.
Right. Dude, that shit's fucking... That's worse than driving an L.A. freeway.
Yeah, you sound terrified, dude.
I am.
3212 Harborview.
They have to respond. That's the only comforting thing. Like, otherwise, they'd be like, "Eh, we don't have to come."
That's when you need illegal 357.
So this is the second call after the cops already left.
Oh, they've already been once.
Second.
Okay.
So, is your name... What's your name?
Brian Margera.
How many times did I ask you that shit?
Because this is my second call. It's, okay. It's a different girl, I think.
Yeah, so I can look it up in the database. They tell him to come back. Now the guy wants to kill the shit out of me.
Yeah, now you're waiting.
Now he's wasted. And
okay, so after... So the clerk is still trying to make... hold on. The clerk is still trying to pick a fight with you then?
He just called up threatening me, and I have a message to prove it. He called up 3 times, and he's saying, "I'm going to fucking kill you," and stuff like this. He's saying, "The cops are coming, motherfucker." Like, fucking... Oh, there they are, there they are. The cops. Fuck.
Are you going to be waiting in the lobby?
Yeah, I'm hiding in my fucking room.
One.
Check you again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Damn, dude. What a thing. Is that a little hotel, or is that just like room one was...
Is room one like right on the other side of the where he's sitting? Because that's what it sounds like.
It was.
And the most fucking terrifying part is like, when somebody says, "I'm gonna fucking kill you," and you can tell that his brain isn't there, and he has the fucking key to your room because he's a maintenance man.
And you're far away from home.
And I'm far away from home. I don't know what this town is like. I'm fucking terrified, you know? Like,
fuck that.
Like, because, I mean, there could be somebody at a bar or whatever, like, "Yeah, I'll fucking kill you." You know, it's like, "Yeah, whatever, fucking jerk off." You know, this dude was like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you," you know? Like, and he couldn't even, like, and you could see that his brain wasn't there. He'd wake up the next day, like, "Do you realize you just killed somebody?" You know, like,
yeah.
"No, I didn't. I wasn't even there that night." "Oh, you were there last night. Look at this footage." Like,
he knows where you're staying.
You should have reversed it and tried to check him into one of the rooms.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would have.
Like, Brandon, may I help you, sir?
Brandon would have owned that hotel by the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yo, Brandon, you must have been on your best fucking behavior to even they'll have that opportunity. This motherfucker's passed out, and you get in there. Where the fuck's your camera then?
I could have robbed the shit out of
him.
Dude,
you could have took his fucking jacket off his back and started having some fun.
Fuck the jacket. Fuck. Let's get the cash register.
How about, how about you breaking in that motherfucking liquor room? Nobody got liquor at 4 in the morning. Next thing you know, coming up that motel room.
And then,
what? Dude.
Wait, I
knew he was on
his
way, and he had a couple cronies going with him. No back words yet. Oh,
don't flip me.
No.
Don't do not say my name and your name in the same sentence,
when
buddy
you
Bill.
You two were banging out that broad as I was trying to leave.
Yeah, let's tell that story, buddy Bill.
I got a machete in my hand right now. You see, you hear me?
Dude, buddy Bill had a 40-year-old lady come to the hotel with liquor and everything, and the only thing the lady forgets is fucking condoms. So he called the mother calls her 14-year-old daughter to bring a bottle of Jack and condoms.
I already told the whole audience all about it. Jeez. Oh, what I want to know is why the fuck is your eye all black?
Oh, I got. Oh, dude.
Trying to fuck
round two. Remember that dipshit I stole 12 grand from?
Oh shit.
Well, I happened to go to a rehearsal dinner last night, and I'm just sitting here like on the phone, not talking to somebody. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just feel fucking stiff right. I think I'm getting robbed, dude. It's three fucking kids on bikes. I'm talking to him on the other line.
Oh, yeah?
And all of a sudden, he just hears, motherfucker, he hears all these guys cussing. Meanwhile, my eyes bulged out black and blue. Then the very next day, I had a wedding to go to in the same neighborhood. I had my eye was so black. Dude, the people at the wedding thought I was the most vagrant, homeless motherfucker in the world.
Ain't far from the truth, though.
I mean,
so they did a drive-by on bicycles and just clocked you in the head?
Yeah, they did.
No, bicycle by.
They did.
I'm trying to think if I could run that fence and catch him, motherfucker.
Why don't you stay out of that little Italy?
My mother lives there. I mean, how do I just... I guess I could not visit her, but...
Don't sit where you sleep, I guess that's the...
It's in the past. I mean, who cares?
So you already kicked the fuck out of your wife?
Yeah.
How many times you got to kick the fuck out of your wife?
I was contemplating getting like $5,000 when I get some cash.
I think it's so embarrassing. The first time they were kicking his ass, they were just like, boom, boom, boom. You're like, want to steal 10 grand from me, motherfucker? You're like,
fuck, I thought it was 12, but I...
that's what he said.
That's two less hits.
That's what I said.
How much did that hit cost?
He's like, you steal 10 grand from me? I'm like, that was 12 grand, motherfucker. And I'm like, why did I just say that, dude?
Oh, the things you say when you get your ass kicked.
I know.
Your ass kicked.
Dude, he pulverized me, man. Then he took my phone. You know, you want your phone? And he threw my phone. And ever since then, I can see I got duct tape all up.
Look,
all
right. I ain't
my
duct
phone
tape,
is not
that's masking
working.
Tape.
Very observant, bro.
Take 50 mile an hour. I'll hold you with door closed, motherfucker.
That's
all about
fixing,
rolling trucks.
That shit's for fixing cars, man. Masking tape for cell phones.
So who are you on the run from, buddy Bill? What brings you back to beautiful Pennsylvania?
You're breaking up. Isn't it about 8 o'clock yet?
I don't beat around the bush, buddy Bill. Now go on.
I know.
I want to know.
Yeah, what went down?
Show me the bill.
I don't want to talk about no masticate, motherfucker. I want to know what the fuck happened.
Show me the bill, Bill.
I'm going to check my P.O. box. I'm just leaving after that.
Speaking of P.O. box, I got to see my P.O.
Yeah.
My P.O.
What do you know about my P.O. boxes?
I got a P.O. box.
Who's been in jail longer, Buddy Bill or Novak?
I'd say Bill.
No, well, Bill, but, like, maybe little Randy. Who was benching 260 fucking 5?
Oh, yeah. Buddy Bill turned so fast he broke the headpiece off his fucking mic.
Hold it, nigga. I'll tell you one thing.
You need
holler at your boy.
You need some duct tape for that headphones.
Let me fix Buddy Bill's headphones with some duct tape.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to play some beatsteaks from Germany. This song is called Hello Joe. This Radio Bamps Use 28 Facts.
More of the music. Hello. Hello, hello, Joe. It all went wrong, but I know I'm not alone. Played this tune all over the town. Hello, hello, Joe. I keep on trying and I know I get it done.
Spotify kids. Holy Lord. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Yo, all right. If Howie's listening, he's an Orange County real hondo teacher at college.
What?
I stole a song. It's called Monster Bater. And you're not going to hear it tonight, that's damn sure, but we're fine-tuning it again. Different lyrics. Monster Bater. We're DeFormo now, motherfucker. So every Wednesday and Thursday, I think I'm bringing in... I can't talk too much.
Can't talk too
much. We got a couple girl singers, but...
What girls?
M.O.B. and...
Fuck them? He named them.
Have you fucked them?
The name of the band is DeFormo.
That's how you get in the band, is to fuck the rest of
them. Dude, we got motherfucking... We got, like, fucking... Stacks of CDs recorded.
Stacks? We're talking about fucking bras. He's talking about stacks of CDs.
Wait till you fucking hear my guitarist, motherfucker. You hear me now? Who's look at me.
You own a guitarist? Who's your guitarist?
I own him.
Did you buy him outright?
Well, yeah. And then
in case of beer,
he breached claws. He had a goddamn kid.
Breached claws.
He's cool. His name's Pepper. And he's white.
Pepper.
He ain't even a salt and shaker. But, yeah, it was a year, I left for that year, went back out west, and back, and he was like, 3 more weeks, and Pepper will be a year, and I'll let him be babysitted, and now we're back home every Wednesday and Thursday.
Where at?
Well, in the basement right now.
All right, man, it's a plug right there. It's a plug.
It's in the basement.
My basement.
We got offered, the guy my guitarist works with offered us something off at the west, some tavern in, like, Upper Darby area every Wednesday. But
there you go.
I said no. Yeah, we need to fucking skittle daddle.
I said no. Yeah.
We need to skittle daddle. Buddy Bill just wakes up to shoot a pound of crystal meth every day.
Dude, Lemmy from Motorhead. Absolutely. I used to fucking play Miss Pac-Man with Lemmy from Motorhead in the fucking rainbow, and like, Miss 91. 1990, I'd be like, yo, what's up, Lenny? He'd be like, it's fucking Lemmy. Like, fuck!
You kept calling
I love Motorhead, and I fucking called him Lemmy. I wanted to kill myself.
That's his name, Lemmy.
It's Lemmy, but I called him Lenny.
Bill, you work security for 90210, the show?
No way.
I breached the bodyguard, plain clothes, nigga wearing silk shirts.
Are you serious?
Dude, yeah. I was bodyguarding for James Earl Jones.
Stop
the only person to ever starstruck me, and... Yeah, sorry, man, but nah, dude. I've seen you drink your first White Russian, you fucking hell, pussy. He was doing a sippy straw with two at a time.
Who did you bodyguard for on 90210?
Don't lie.
Dude.
Yeah, I think you did.
Shannon Doherty. Back to fucking...
Doherty.
Oh, dude, she was like lime green. Her ankles were cankle fucking lime green. Like, she was fucking coming in trashed in the morning, dude. Dude, she, what was it? I think the Porsche was, she was trying to pull it away from the trailer. We have two clues. And she fucking just, like, sideswiped, like, that Ian, with that blonde hair, little faggot.
Yeah.
And he had, like, Russian brides coming in, like, not married yet, coming into the set. They couldn't speak a lick of English. English. I'm like, what the fuck? And then,
how'd you score this gig?
Dude,
Howie.
A week before I wrecked my bike, I'm saying this on the motherfucking air.
Hey, go ahead.
Lori Spelling, I know you're married now, baby. But
I'm sure she can't forget you.
It was 7 months on that show. She stared at me so long. I rode my street bike in. I was a bodyguard. I'd say within 15 feet of him.
Okay.
Unarmed.
Okay.
I was 2 out of 15 unarmed.
All right.
And, you know, my martial arts skills, you know, background. But anyone could still have an equal chance if I'm drunk.
Hey, man.
You hear me?
You know what?
So how'd you score the gig? Tell us, how'd you get the job?
I started out guarding movie equipment, and I was studying to be a stuntman.
And that shit tends to move around.
I was trained to be a stuntman, motherfucker.
Okay.
Dude, buddy Bill, it's like you're not a stuntman right now.
I was working on a Isuzu rodeo commercial and Malibu, California, and broke my back 2 places, but look at me now, motherfucker. My liver's gone, my knee's fucked up.
You were an extra in the show Malcolm and Eddie?
Yeah, right.
Oh, you asshole.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I want to find this episode so bad.
We gotta dig, man.
Dude, you know what I did that? I was filling in for my roommate, because he was like, you're an extra. Well, you mean actor?
Yeah, okay.
So I went for an audition with his ID because it was his name. He's like 6'5". Jim Quinn from the fucking East Coast. He's in California with me, my roommate. Two fucking Irish queens.
So you just went in his
place? So I had his ID, and I had to do wardrobe. They gave me like a $700-$800 fucking Donna Karan suit. And they're like, they looked at the ID, because you have to give me your ID, return the suit, because you're not making $700 on that day. They look at me like, I'm leaving with the suit. That's it. Fuck it. He's gone. This ain't his ID.
I got paid, man.
But I got, and once I got through wardrobe, man, I was in there. Next thing you know, I'm Malcolm McGee's bar, and the fucking beer was coming off the tap. The mugs weren't cold, but the beer was so cold coming out of the tap. It was 1.5% alcohol, and it was just frosting the mugs up. Who was I to think that they were going to be that fucking good? Next thing I know,
it was just
dude, I'm in the scene, and I'm like, and I'm just chugging, because like the camera, I can feel it on the side. I'm like, chugging. Gotta chug for my boy. Buddy Bill chug. I wasn't Buddy Bill then. I was still Wild Bill.
Wild Bill.
Anyway, I'm chugging, and then the fucking, they would call, cut, cut, cut. And then the waitress.
That made me want to drink even more.
I know. No, this is what happened. I'm pulling out real money out of my pocket. And the waitress, first she's like, no,
fake money.
She's like, put that away. You're gonna get the whole scene fucked. I'm like, I don't know, cause I'm not a union fucking actor. I was supposed to know all the rules. How did you get in here? Like, fuck.
Buddy Bill's trying to give him real money, while so he's really at the bar.
Anyway, it came down. I chugged my first beer because the waitress came straight from the bar right to my table. I'm sitting with like four girls. I'm just like, this is Buddy Bill. I wasn't Buddy Bill yet.
I was Wild Bill.
Then. Anyway, I fucking just chugged. They were so cold. I just seen it frost up. And her, the waitress's scene was to come to the first table with a tray of beers and drop them off. And everyone's sitting around me. They're just like acting like they're sipping a beer. I'm like, and then the fucking waitress, at first I fuck up, I hand her the real money, and she's like, oh, God, gotta kill the scene. But they caused a scene, like, five cuts, and next thing I know, dude, she's like, do you know you have to fucking drink the same amount of beer every time that I fucking come back here? This sucks, because she had to change, and she had to fill up and have the bartender fill the fake. It was like 1.5% alcohol.
Yeah.
Dude, next thing I know, I chugged like six on down. I was like, oh, I'll chug the same amount. I chugged it. 1.5% alcohol. If I could do it, you do it right.
Are you? Did that
go big or go home?
I had to go to the bar right in Hollywood. I was at fucking like Disney Studios.
Jesus Christ! He probably walked out with about 100
him in there.
Dude, Buddy Bill is like the trash bag Forrest Gump. He's just like done it all, but in like a shitty way. He wasn't in like a blockbuster. He just
dude. How
did it air? Did that? Are you?
Dude, I had a pool, jacuzzi, and a basketball court in my fucking house, motherfucker. I can talk all this shit. Oh, I'm a millionaire, baby. Oh, I'm without saying it.
How long ago did this happen?
California? it didn't matter, dude. You just
was
you
this recent
say
though,
what you wanted
recent?
To the girl.
This is 1990.
1990.
Okay, way back.
Street bike on the motherfucker bodyguard.
That's like right when I started doing heroin.
Fuck you! I'll never fucking touch
heroin. Where's my needle?
I would never fuck with
that
shit.
That's when I was like, where's my needle?
Fuck you. I see myself on videotape when I was fucking 19. I was like, holy. I would not fuck with that motherfucker.
Really? He's gave himself a shout.
He's a time bandit.
Were you feeling like a brick shit house?
I gave myself a shout out.
Yo, man. All right, y'all. Let's cut to some AFI here.
Old school AFI fucking jams, dude. The fucking first fest CKY went on the first fucking Warped Tour, was it?
Yeah.
Dude, AFI was there. That was the old school AFI. I don't know about AFI if you're fucking listening, dude. Everybody that might be a fan of New FA.
AFI.
New FA.
New fucking assholes is what I was going to say.
But I got the new one with me.
But I got the new one.
Why don't you give it a chance?
I like old AFI and they fucking jam. So if anyone's a new school AFI fan, get it on with the old school. That's what the original roots are.
Let's hear if Buddy Bill approves this radio
fan. I don't know about that.
What do you think, Bill? Dream Seller here. Just came, found out that Bam has left the building for New York. Some quick things happening. On September 30th, Rosecroft Raceway, me, Bam, DiCamello, and Rake will be at the Rosecroft Raceway on 6336 Rosecroft Drive, Washington, Maryland, and that's on the 30th. Dico, you got something next.
Maryland.
I guess people are looking, trying to get that Narkill album, new Narkill. It got messed up on Amazon, but you get CD Now, baby, or CD Baby.
CD Baby.
And it'll be on the Apple site, so you can buy it there. But if you want the actual CD, in about a week and a half, there'll be a site linked to Rake's, a new site we're putting up. So just check out Raycon.
Raycon.com.
Oh, and if Lendon tells you there's a party Friday, most likely it's Saturday.
Yeah, so, it's a day off.
I just wanted to let you know that.
If Black Aquaman tells you there's a party, it's never happening. This is Rake. I have nothing going on, but if you want to buy me a beer, I'll probably be in town. So
I'll be at buymeabeer.com.
Are we done?
Yeah. Well, there's a hoedown at the fucking Neshaminy Mall. Show.
Shut up, Buddy Bill. We're out of here. Listen to Bam tomorrow on Howard Stern. Up, G-Unit.
Robin's titties.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.